we really don't know much about the arrival of the first Jews in Waco, because they didn't think they were making history. They didn't leave us any records. We assume that just as there were Jews passing through and some occasionally staying, in most of the western towns, there probably were some here also. But the first definite evidence we have of a Jewish community here doesn't appear until 20 years later. In 1869, there was founded a benevolent association, which means there must have been enough Jews here over a long enough period of time to feel a need for the establishment of a cemetery, which was their first act. What this association did was purchase the land which is now what we call the old Jewish cemetery down near Baylor University. Yes.
Near Fort Fisher.
Yeah, that's the one. Right. And that, a few years ago, that was rededicated. It was then 100 years old in 1969. And that cemetery was the cemetery for the Jewish community for, many, many years. I really don't know when this new cemetery was purchased. It was before I came to Waco. We still have one or two empty lots in that old cemetery. There's still an occasional funeral there, but it's very rare. So that was 1869 is the date for the founding of the philanthropic organization. That's the Waco Hebrew Benevolent Association, 13 August 1869. They purchased a cemetery, which we call Hebrew Rest. Within a few years, B'nai B'rith got started in Waco, a Jewish social service club. That was in 1873. And by 1879, a formal congregation was created here.